The rumblings of revolution. The vibrations of vocal cords. The tingling in our pants.
What?
You know how we do it, coming at you from I-75 and I-94. Downtown Detroit, Michigan. It's the Olin Ezra Show. To my right, I'm looking at my homie Olin Ezra.
Yo-ho!
Straight across from me, I'm looking at my boy, the big baby P.
What up, y'all?
And to my left, Miss Sarah Force.
What the hell am I here for?
What's up, internet, in the great city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution.
Wow. Sorry, I was meditating.
It's all right, man. I'd meditate too, man.
After having to sleep like 3 hours?
Yeah, doing the early show is screwed with me.
I like it. Can we do this all the time?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
There's the alcohol is still coursing through my veins.
Still,
as we
and
speak.
We're drinking more.
Right.
What the hell?
Well, the kidney stone is still coursing through my urine.
You didn't have
drift.
A kidney stone.
Yeah, come on.
That's
I sure
not a kidney
did.
Stone. That's
I
a
sure
Benoit ball.
You know
no,
what?
That was a skate.
Do you know how long it takes for a
you
kidney stone to come out?
You go home and piss blood. Not very long when they're
wow.
small Wait. And you're used to passing them.
Wow.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Sit down my beer.
Threw up in my mouth.
I bleed when I urinate every day. I thought it was normal.
No,
I woke
honey.
Up with a nosebleed this morning.
Oh, God.
Well, there's a lot of blood going around.
I know, man.
There sure is. Dead strippers. It's such a
you
mess.
Yeah, Saturday night. Wow.
With the dead strippers and whatnot?
Yeah, you know.
Is that what happened to Joe?
I don't know. Joe
I don't
Joe
know.
Disappeared. What? Dylan
Joe was tricking on the corner and got caught in some shit.
By the
shit.
Way, real quick, anyone out there, we're putting on an APB on the average Joe. If you've seen him, please give us a call.
Yeah, Joe was last seen chewing a Xanaflex.
Yeah, he sure was.
I'm a little worried.
Dude can't just swallow pills. You got to chew them.
No,
that's so
them.
Disgusting.
We're going to bring the pills in a little bit. We got Danny Catastrophe and the rest of the band chilling out with Dylan. Up in the sound.
Danny
room.
Catastrophe.
Danny Catastrophe. It's pretty punk rock.
It's a dope punk name, man.
Yeah, they're pretty punk rock.
So,
well, you know, Pat, I know you're pointing that out. Pat probably has nothing, but for the last few weeks, I'm like, Pat, what you
awesome.
Got? And it's always, I got nothing, man. So
that's
this
awesome.
Month, so that I mean, just in case you had something, I put it in there, but just to keep myself grounded in reality, I put Pat probably has nothing.
That's awesome. That's great.
What do you got?
I got nothing.
Well, see?
But you didn't have to anticipate it, goddammit.
I called it, dude.
Yeah.
You don't have, goddammit.
You better thank God for affirmative action, because you ain't got nothing, and you're
what?
Still here.
Wow, you guys are getting on me for racist comments.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Grand Wizard Olin,
so
I'm going to call it out
yeah.
there, because Pat,
yeah. When's
I
the
really
rally?
Enjoyed.
When is the next Klan rally you guys are going to?
Next week.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to come to this rally, Pat? It's going to be awesome.
No.
Pat.
I think I'll pass on this one.
We dress like ghosts and scream at people.
It's like Halloween. Is,
right.
Is it for another, what, 4 or 5 months?
We got good. We got campfires.
I truly miss your intelligence and your segments. And you're so funny, but you have nothing.
You know what? I'm gonna pull something out my ass.
It's better. It's better to have nothing than to have what I have.
Wow.
A rash of some sort?
Well, I thought it was a rash, but it's developed
oh,
faster.
Boy.
Wow.
Sorry.
Why to the Ikes.
Yeah, no kidding. So, what do you guys think? Ajax, Smokehouse Junkies, Keith Courage, Cellar Mannequin.
I wish I was there longer.
I know, Pat. Why did you leave?
I wish what? I was there longer, too.
I know. You left. Pat
I got
left.
Sick.
Joe disappeared. I don't know where Joe went.
Joe vanished. And by the way, did you even see his truck out there?
No. Joe was gone. He was just there 1 second, gone the next.
Thought maybe he might have went out to chill in his truck or something. But
So, ladies, if you see a guy out there, you know, talking massive amounts of crap and about how great they are, that's probably Joe. And we'd like to know that he's okay and still alive.
You can return him to building 2
yes.
of the Russell Industrial Center.
He may not be wearing pants.
He's probably not. Either that or he just got mad at us and left and he hates us now.
Maybe.
Anyway,
well,
you
we
guys
all hate
there,
the average Joe anyway.
You well, guys might have missed a dude called Cellar Mannequin. I talked to him after his performance.
I saw him. Actually, I saw a little too much of him, if you he's know good, what I dude. Mean. He's going to be on the show.
Yeah.
But he's got to start wearing underwear, dude. Oh. He's not a rocker yet.
You could see it, you could see his religion.
Yeah, there was right. definitely some,
wow.
Some,
I can't
some,
believe
some
I missed that.
Frontal going on. Not too much, but then in the back, there was a little too much crack for my tastes.
Wait, what?
If he was a chick, I would have been. If he was a chick, I would have been all about it. But he wasn't.
Well, he's got a band. He's got like a rock band basically, and then he does hip hop as like a side project, which is what he said. So
what do you got about Symbology, Steve?
Symbology.
Talk about a transition. That is one good transition.
Yeah, these goddamn transitions, man. I gotta do a fucking story about a dog dying and launch off to that Casey Kasem rant.
No.
We used to do a top 40 thing, and
right.
they would make them do, like, these sad dedications.
Oh,
one of which
yeah,
was, like,
yeah.
to about a girl's dog dying. It's like, and then he's got to launch off into a happy pop hit. And then you hear him off mic, he's like, these fucking transitions, man. They expect you to do something sad. And then he did Shaggy's voice, too, on top of that.
Right. He was the shit.
Yeah. But, yeah, all right, man.
His daughter is fucking hot.
Is Casey Kasem still around? I mean,
who's his daughter?
His daughter is, she does a radio show out in L.A.
Let us talk about The Veil.
The Veil.
The Veil is a fine tapestry. I don't really have any solid notes on this. I got to put this all together on the spot. But Aldous Huxley wrote a book called The Doors of Perception, Heaven and Hell. In fact, it's a quote in that book where Jim Morrison got the name The Doors, by the way. But Aldous Huxley was also into, like, social engineering and what you might call eugenics.
Eugenics.
Uh-huh.
Sure, you know, like, you know, hey, I deem you unfit to reproduce. Bam,
right.
You're neutered or
right.
whatever.
Basically, so, population
yeah.
construction.
I wonder
and
what
management.
That strange man was doing with those hedge clippers when I was six, and now I know.
Ooh. Yeah, and that's another thing, you know, sure. People wonder why I'm so upset all the fucking time. I didn't want my little penis chopped up when I was that small. I didn't ask to be circumcised, you know what I mean?
Wow.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, it'd be awesome to play hide the salami with my own salami.
Later in life? Like, hey,
I don't
want
to do it at all.
All right.
You don't have to do. People say, well, it's a little more sanitary to get. Well, no, you just take care of your shit and you don't have those issues.
Hey, man, genital mutilation is a big thing in some countries.
It's a religion thing on top of that, you know? It's always done in the name of some god, you know?
It says.
Well, let me just tell you, having had both, it really doesn't matter.
Well, what?
Wait, mutilated genitals?
Yeah.
What are you talking? Having had both?
She means she's taking them both, Olin. Cirque and uncirque.
Thank you, Pat.
That is my new punk band, by the way. Mutilated genitals.
I like that.
Hey, Dylan, do the pills back there like the name Mutilated Genitals is the new punk band?
Oh yeah.
He said, oh yeah.
Donkey Punch better.
Donkey Punch.
Oh, that's
sure.
a good one. Hasn't that been done though?
Not
to me.
Ah.
Wow.
But
speaking of Donkey Punch, Pat. No, I'm sorry.
All right, so let's get into this Aldous Huxley quote here. He says, people can be made to love their servitude. Little social engineering is involved when it comes to that. And let's talk about what the veil is, you know, what you see every day. It's calendars, it's time, it's roads, it's your job, it's time again. The construct. I mean, we are literally infinite. It's order out of chaos, okay? That's another good term. Order out of chaos is just the part of the veil. And the three main participants that kind of orchestrate all this are what's called city-states. So if you're familiar with, like, the Vatican is its own state.
D.C.
Sure.
Fuck the Vatican.
City of London is a city-state. D.C., so Washington, D.C. is a city-state. What that means is they have their own laws, their own constitutions, their own flags. They're, you know, empirical, yet they operate together. So,
have you seen the D.C. flag? It's kind of crazy looking,
and,
too.
Okay, now the D.C. flag has three stars on it. So if you look when they have, like, these parades or, like, when Obama was elected, you'll see the American flag.
The D.C. flag
was
everywhere.
You'll see the D.C. flag, which has three stars on it. What that represents is the Vatican as a city-state orchestrating the spiritual. Okay, religion. So we'll have the city of London, a city-state, is the financial or the economic. And D.C. is in charge of the military might. So when you combine those three things, that works globally as a machine.
The globalists at work.
Sure. So
what movie did I see this in? Was it Chimatica? Or was it Esoteric Agenda?
We talked about the city-state flags.
I think it was
shit.
The Matrix.
Hey, no. That's funny.
I've
that's
never funny seen The Matrix.
Dude, that's funny that you
You've
say that, though.
You've never seen The Matrix?
Because this is all a program.
Yeah, right.
No. What did I say, Sarah? Every time somebody asks if I've seen a new movie.
Where's the woman in the red dress?
It's just not new. It came out like 10 years ago.
It's got Keanu Reeves in it, man. I can't stand Whoa. That guy.
That movie was the shit, though.
Well, what it is, when he... that was just on yesterday. Right before I came out to the show, I was kind of looking into it. I seriously think... Every couple of years, you should watch The Matrix. Somebody should watch it. And you'll realize you have different perspectives on it every time. I mean, it's very much Buddhist philosophy running through that flick, but...
Yeah.
So...
I didn't see it until, like, last year.
It's like,
year.
Hey, Keanu, somebody just murdered your wife and children.
No, you know what? When that happens, that's when he does the whole, what was that, Point Break, when he points the gun. He shoots in the sky.
Right.
Hot Fuzz was the shit.
let's talk about Bilderberg journalists, too, real quick. Bilderbergers are the meetings that have occurred.
I like the Bilderberg. I'm fucking hungry.
They go back. A Bilderberger?
Bilderberger.
Yeah. This isn't Fuddruckers,
Pat. That
sounds
good, dude, actually.
It's like, give me the pound one.
That's a good,
like,
lettuce,
good
idea.
Tomato. No, but, tomato. Fuck tomato.
It's always food, man. Always food with you.
No, it's not.
Bilderberger does sound good, but they're not good. What they do is insidious. And they got plots. So, you know, ultimately it's putting out these messages in unison and pop culture and comic books. Celebrities push this shit. Television, mass manipulation. That's the social engineering I was talking about. But the Bilderbergers are the meeting that happens every year. I think this year it's in Turkey, I believe. But all your elite media journalists go there. Pre-presidents have been known to go there. So, like, Bilderberg meetings have included Bill Clinton.
Every single one.
In, like, the late 80s, you know what I mean? Yeah,
damn.
George Bush was
indoctrinated. All the banking families every year.
So they wonder, when these people meet up, how do presidents spring out of there? So that's what I'm talking about with, you know, the spiritual, the finance, and military, these, you know, city-states that, you know, they orchestrate how the world is going to change. And the transhumanist movement is part of that, too, by the way. Transhumanist being... You know, transcending your humanity, essentially.
Your human form.
The fusion of man and machine, which is ironically another thing that The Matrix talks about, too.
Shit smells the same in any language, color, or country.
I think The Matrix says, you know, you celebrated the invention of AI. And guess what? AI was the future. We didn't need humans no more. So I've seen this fucking movie before. When they talk about the transhumanist movement, which, you know, those elites that fund these kind of projects... That's exactly it. They think, you know, you imagine that, where you're here, you cannot relinquish, you just don't refuse to relinquish your power, your control. It's like, ooh, this is the garden of earthly delights. I want to live forever here in control.
Yeah, I can't wait till we see.
So that's the plot.
Till we see, you know, what they cook up with. We're going to have cyborgs walking around because people just don't want to live out the natural life cycle.
Well, here's another part of the experimentation of, like, body armor has a lot to do with that, too. Did you see the previews for a new G.I. Joe yet, Pat?
Yes.
No. If you'll notice,
I saw it and I was mad. I'm mad that they're making a goddamn G.I. Joe movie 25 years after the fact.
I know. Well, that's the thing. It's capitalizing on all this shit. I'm waiting for the Voltron movie. I want to be in that.
Yeah, they actually greenlit that. They greenlit that after...
Are you joking?
And don't worry.
No, that's big.
Damn it,
They've greenlit that. They've got another He-Man movie in the works.
He-Man? You can't get any gayer than He-Man.
I was just going to say, like, is that gay porn?
When I was a kid, I was like, yeah, He-Man. But now when I watch He-Man, I mean, first his name is He-Man.
Yeah,
He-Man. I don't know. And then he walks around in underwear the whole
Skeletor.
Thing.
Skeletor.
He-Man.
All right.
Hey,
that's
every
all
time
I
is saying
to say.
It, that.
They are using exoskeletal technology in that. So the soldiers, bam, you get strapped in with this stuff that gives you like 10 times the human power, you know?
Right.
Now let me ask. I don't know
if
you guys have seen any of the footage, but do they shoot lasers and nobody dies in this latest incantation of G.I. Joe?
Guns.
I think someone's going to die.
No. Nobody dies in G.I. Joe.
In the cartoons.
You know what? That's why all-American cartoons sucked.
Yeah. The all-American hero.
I'm sorry, because it's like, if you look back on it, like, fucking more people died in Speed Racer than they ever died. Which was a cartoon about like fucking race cars. More people died in a cartoon about race cars than they died in G.I. Joe, which was like a cartoon about fucking soldiers.
Speed Racer had a fatality in every episode.
Exactly. Like, cars would just fall off the fucking cliff. Cars would just collide and blow up.
Talk about the propaganda of something like G.I. Joe, too, for a minute. I mean, kids, that makes it romantic.
You're
for kids,
right? You're a real patriot if you like G.I. Joe.
Army and shit.
And, yes. You know, sure, and then the military, you wonder why we got into a military-industrial complex with this kind of shit.
Yep.
And knowing is half the battle.
I'm like, dude,
we got people, little moral arguments.
Dude, we got people that leave the regular army and go and join up with the private, quote-unquote, security firms, like fucking Blackwater and shit. You know
why it gotta be black? No,
gotta be black. I'm outraged.
Actually, it is Blackwater.
I'm motherfucking offended.
Yeah. No, but yeah.
Always about the black. Black, you know what, though? Black, black.
He's right in that Blackwater was the first on the scene in the Katrina incident.
That's right. You know the mercenaries.
How the funk they show up there first.
I know, really? The Blackwater mercs? Like, out of nowhere. Like, hey, what's going on?
And Sean Penn with a shotgun.
Well, what I liked during
in a canoe.
Katrina was Geraldo standing in ankle deep water, going, "I'm very important because I'm here. Yeah. Look at me, I'm Geraldo.
Well,
I'm here.
All,
I'm important."
That Anderson Cooper, that little jerk off, they did the same thing. You know, he was there trying to cry too.
What I don't understand is why they didn't get a bunch of greyhounds and haul the people out of the goddamn city. They just let them sit there and rot, and
that
then they made us feel bad.
It was flooded. Greyhounds?
Dylan, the freeway was open.
Oh, shit. I thought you meant dogs.
They weren't letting people cross the freeway.
Yeah.
That was the big thing. They made them stay there.
They blocked the bridge.
Like, my thing is this. We, as a country, we could find ways to get aid overseas, around seas, through seas. Whenever there's a fucking tornado or hurricane or whatever the fuck in butt-fuck Calcutta, fucking Ireland, fucking off the coast of Thailand, whatever the fuck.
It doesn't matter.
But when it happens right here in our own hometown, and I'm sorry, I gotta bring race into it. We all saw the fucking video footage. We know most of the people that were hurt by Katrina were African American. It took how fucking long, dude?
Three, four days.
Like, fuck, dude.
No, I agree.
This is what we pay taxes
for. Those poor people sat there and rotted in their own feces
While at the same time, Bush was refusing aid from other countries.
Right.
Like, hold up. We're America.
Don't mess with Texas.
We got this covered. We're not going to need your help. We got this covered. And then they're flying over in helicopters, no doubt having blood orgies on the copter while they're looking down.
Oh, absolutely.
Look at up here. You know? Look at the carnage.
I mean, Dick Cheney was rubbing one out in women's underwear during that whole fiasco.
And then he went home and shot a friend in the face. You know? The fuck?
Yeah, I know. And he gets off. Oh, it was just an accident. I'm sorry to shoot you in the face.
Hey, that was a real good test run for FEMA.
That was a FEMA test run. That was the best. But wait, let's backtrack a second. How the fuck can you shoot somebody in the face and they apologize to you?
Right.
What the fuck?
That goes to show.
I'm sorry I was standing.
Who's the man right there?
You know, I'm sorry I was standing in the way of your bullet.
Right.
You know why?
I'm sorry your buckshot, you know.
He didn't want to be the next human sacrifice at their dark masses.
Since this episode seems to be steeped in, what's the word?
Truth?
Well, I forget.
You
weren't
going to say conspiracy.
No, I wasn't
going to
say conspiracy. I was going to say, I don't remember.
The ugly truth?
You think about that, and I will wrap up what I was talking about by saying, with these city-states, here's a clue for you. When you look into it, there's an obelisk. Okay, so the obelisk is at the center of each one. There's one in the Washington Monument. There's one in the Vatican. There's one in D.C. And it's like people don't really take that as that's part of the veil. That's the landscape. You just see it. You don't question it. But it's very symbolic. When you look into what, like, the obelisk is, it represents the mystery religion. Which then leads to deception. And ultimately, the generative force of the penis.
So when people say that,
it's true in that that's kind of what mystery religions have to teach is the generative force of like the penis because they're perverted as fuck.
Dude, seriously, think about it. Think about the vision of a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is super phallic it's in, all in built the world.
Because, hey, mystery religions. And anyone, you know, again, look into it for yourself. Look into what the obelisk, look where that came from. Look that the mystery religions teach that they worship the ability to critically think. You know, it's like, how do I get this nut open? I smash it. I am God. That's right. Where it all came from, you know?
Right, speaking of God, I mean, everybody's been talking about how the swine flu has been genetically modified, at least in other media, not the American media so much, but BBC and other countries. Al Jazeera is having a field day with it. But anyway, the swine flu, Steve, what's the number? Less than 200 people have died from the swine flu as of this point, right?
You know, dude, it depends on what news
source. Who you ask?
Depends on what news source you're getting that info from.
I got 156, I have 200, right. I have 150, and I got like 160-something.
And then now today, or actually this is the last couple of days that White House is, you know, starting to release that, people, calm down. It's not as bad as, sure, after propagating the fuck out of
after
it
a
for
whole
two
week,
weeks.
After a whole
and
week.
And now they're like, it's coming down, it's on a downswing.
Well, here's the thing. They're going to make a big deal about what? We'll say 156, because that was the most popular number I got. 156 deaths. Mm. Okay, in a 3-4 week period, a month, we'll say. AIDS in 2007 killed more than 2 million people worldwide. So where is the fear and the propaganda and the outrage from the media about AIDS?
Well, AIDS is nothing compared to malaria and, like, yellow fever and all that kind of shit.
Right. Where is the outrage about these diseases? Meanwhile, we're all sitting here eating our McDonald's worried about a flu from a pig.
You know what? I was actually looking at some things about AIDS last week.
2 million people. That's not a small number.
I don't like to push, like, propaganda or whatever, but from what I was reading, it very much is a homosexual disease. I mean, I hate to say it, you know what I'm saying, because I remember that was, like, the thing back in the 80s and all that, oh, if you're not gay, you can't catch AIDS.
Well, how about this? I'll take it a step further.
I've got AIDS, no homo.
No, I'll take it a step further to say that that's where that particular strain was injected. Was into the gay population.
Right.
Sure, it's spread, but I mean, that's why when we say, like, with this, people call it, like, weaponized.
Right.
So, I mean, these things are not necessarily transmutable. They're injected into a particular strand or strain of genetic.
See, and the word injection, let me put it to you like this. From what I was reading, the penis is...
It's gonna be a gay crack.
No. A gay crack already has a penis in it.
The penis.
You get it?
No!
But no, it's like when you say the word injection, from what I was reading, that's pretty much what
hot
it is. Whereas
beef injection.
Whereas the penis is very difficult to catch AIDS through the penis, but it's extremely easy to give AIDS through the penis. Mm. Whereas it's extremely easy to receive AIDS through the vagina and through the asshole.
Now, all this stuff is just tools for media, right? Anything is what they just use to decide what they're going to propagandize for that particular...
Exactly.
I just wish that people would step back, sit there, and realize that, hey...
AIDS was engineered by the United States government, supposedly.
We don't have proof of
that. Swine flu, we're fairly certain that was engineered by the United States government.
According to every media outlet other than those here in the United States, swine flu was engineered.
But don't you find it convenient that before we started on this swine flu business, everybody was pissed off about the torture?
Hey, by the way, check this out. Someone pointed this out the other day. I got shameless self-promotion, but the Magnano-tuned Big Fun. Where it says bioweapons spreading like race-specific infections.
Oh.
Which is exactly what they're saying right now, is that this is attacking more of the Mexican genealogy.
Really?
Than anybody.
True. So they've been able to splice it down to the gene.
Attack particular genetics.
Wow.
Sure.
And these are the people that we allow to run the world. These eugenic... I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
What are we going to do about it?
I don't know.
We're all going to
get neutralized. I'll tell you what I'm
going to
do.
We're going to drink beer. That's what we're going to do. Dylan, where's the music?
Right now.
Where's the music?
I, for one, welcome our transhumanist overlords.
Dylan, where is the music?
Beer of the week.
We are about to talk about chocolate. Young's
what the
double
fuck?
Chocolate.
All three of you fucking racists. Oh, you meant the beer. My bad.
Here's what's weird about this. This
Pat,
is
man. If you had some lighter fluid on this key here and a match. Sorry.
Oh my God.
No burning crosses in the studio. All right,
sorry.
Go
ahead, Steve.
This is the Ram's Head Brewery. It's actually the Ram Brewery, but they make what's called
the Ram
Wait,
Brew.
Yeah, fuck.
I just got me a Ram Brew.
Young's Double Chocolate Stout. Now, here's what's awesome about this. For one, you get basically, it's a, like a 5.3.4 alcohol content. Not bad, but it's an ale with chocolate flavor and a stout. So it's a good mix. It's a good double chocolate, but they, let me see what this is here. Oh, chocolate malt. Dark chocolate. First of all, I fucking love me some dark chocolates.
Fuck.
Nope. I was waiting for someone to say
anything along the lines of ebony?
No.
Fuck
dude.
You, Olin.
You did introduce yourself to her as ivory, didn't you?
I'm saying that it's high in antioxidants. But, yeah. So, yeah, go check out some Young's Double Chocolate Stout. You will find it at most of your better beer stores.
Oh, well, I don't know, man. That looks a little too thick for my taste. It's like, I don't want to drink my cake.
Right. It's definitely, it says even on the bottle, pure indulgence.
Pure.
So you got to be ready to indulge.
You have to indulge yourself on the chocolate ale.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, I've had before, we've talked about, you know, lagers or ales, but this is an ale, but considered double chocolate stout. It's quite a blend. Very tasty stuff.
It's got that chocolatey texture with...
Oh, it's real smooth, yeah.
With a smoothness that's unparalleled by anything man has ever drank before.
Yep. I love that chocolate just going down my throat. Dude, just like, swallow it.
Did you hear that? He loves chocolate going down his throat.
I gargle it. It's like,
loves that chocolate flavored water.
All right, what do you guys say we listen to some music? How about that?
Hells yeah.
All right, we're gonna bring Danny Catastrophe from the Pills in. This is off the album Hard to Swallow, and this track is called Before Your Eyes.
Thought I was someone else. Leave me be. I don't wanna say no one else forsaken me. Mistaken be. Must have thought I was someone else. Leave me be. I don't wanna see no one else forsaken me. I've fallen a thorn
And that was Before Your Eyes by The Pills. And we got Danny Catastrophe in the studio. Very What's nice. Up, Danny?
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem, man. You're like one of the first, I think one of the first or second punk bands on the show.
So. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love punk. My roots are steeped in punk rock.
It scares me.
I kind of,
Why?
I love the fact that I was influenced by the chaos side of punk. Like, it's chaos theory, you know?
Well, that's kind of like, I mean...
The anarchy side of punk, to me, kind of got very diluted over the years. And most of, like, your punk pioneers...
Avril Lavigne has made it public knowledge that she does not want to be classified as punk or punk rock or labeled as anything.
Skater Boy was punk. Come on, dude. That was hardcore.
Hardcore.
Yeah, I moshed to Skater Boy.
Yeah, most of, like, your original even punk pioneers are now, like, you know, have... mansions and multiple cars and everything they talk, everything they spoke against, sure, you know.
Well, I think our music is, we do have some, you know, punk tunes, but our music is more kind of straightforward, you know, hard rock, but our image, we've tried to kind of do the whole punk thing.
Oh, like, your guys' image is awesome.
Yeah,
let's talk about the picture.
The Pills? The picture of The Pills, passed out in Pills.
Were you actually dosed in that, or was that a setup shot?
Oh, the album cover?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Were you actually really dosed, or was it just a setup?
That was the morning after, I was wearing my wedding dress, so that was... I'm just joking. No, wow. It was bad.
That's hardcore.
Wow.
Speaking of your wedding, the cake. Where did that cake come from?
You know what's funny? Is that cake probably cost about $80. It was Costco sheet cakes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Swear to, it tasted like ass. It tasted like fucking shit. But
Costco's usually
it
get
looked
good shit,
really
don't
cool. He, our like wedding planner dude, he frosted it. We wanted a black cake. Wanted a an emo cake. I'm just joking.
It was beautiful.
Thank
emo
you.
Cake. The cake.
Come and get your emo cake.
So like the cake like cut itself.
Pretty much.
Nice.
You gotta love the emo cake. So Hard to Swallow. Is this available on your MySpace?
That we just finished mastering the CD as of like a week ago.
420.
So, yeah.
I love this date.
We did that on 420. Purpose.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
Yeah, sure.
That's my favorite date.
Play the symbology.
And if you'll notice, it's 39 minutes and 39 seconds.
Awesome.
Both add up to 13. Is that a coincidence? I don't know.
Wow. I don't know. Steve, what do you think about that?
Oh, I think it represents the 13 original bloodlines of the Illuminati.
Shit. How did you know?
It's cool with me, baby. I'm for a new world. I'm all about it.
How dare you?
You're going to need me in the new world order out there, just in case you're wondering.
They're going to need someone to talk crazy.
He's in Grievous Angel, right?
Well, we've got
you're going to need entertainment.
Keep the people entertained. Right?
You're going to need pity.
With Nolan.
Where was where you guys recording this stuff at right now?
We recorded with a guy named Roscoe who used to have a studio downtown, and then he just moved his studio to his house not too long ago in Lathrop Village. But I know he's in a couple bands. He's like a badass guitar player.
Now here comes Dylan name dropping.
Like, who's talking? I'm looking around.
Oh, it's just God.
We're all puppeteers here.
Right,
just,
you guys can throw your voice.
We'll just do it.
Huh.
But he's amazing. He records all of Sponge's stuff. And
so your MySpace is myspace.com/thepills, T-H-E-P-I-L-Z. And last week we were promoting your 89X I'm With The Band contest.
How'd that go?
Oh, no problem.
We actually won. We won that round. So now we are going out of the semifinals, which there's five of them. I don't know which date. I think he said like late June. So
this isn't like the prize for that is like 10 grand or something like that. 5 grand, 10 grand?
10 grand.
Yeah.
And some
studio
time
and stuff.
Oh,
it's
nice.
It's actually kind of funny because 89X was there, of course, and they did a little mini interview with us after, and they asked us what we would spend the 10 grand on if we won. Mm-hmm. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Porn, ponies, and footlong conies for everyone.
Nice.
I like the porn and the conies.
I would like to ride a pony.
There we go.
I mean,
we got the pony covered.
For everyone, I mean, for our fans.
I would
We're
be
that
the
kind
pony
of band.
Boy.
Right on.
That's so awesome.
Squander 10 grand real quick. How many people you got playing in that, like on that song in your band total?
There's me. There's Pagan Pills, which is our guitar player.
Pagan Pills. I like that name. Yep. Pagan Pills.
It's pretty hardcore. Venom, who is our bass player. And Jake, who's our drummer.
How long have you guys been jamming?
So you got Pagan Pills, you got Venom, and then you got and Jake. Next time, introduce Jake sooner. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he actually, he's the artist formerly known as Lord Z, Lord Zozo Bean, but he just recently Zozo decided Bean. He wanted to just be known as Jake.
No, so. Fuck that. You are the, no, you are Lord Zozo Bean.
You hear that, Jake?
Branded forever. I am Goza, the Keymaster.
You know?
No, we've, Pagan and I met about 3 years ago, and, he was actually in another band at the time, and then he'd kind of been wanting to leave and go in a new direction. So him and I formed another band, different name, which I won't mention, different...
come on, you can't bring that up.
Dude, we sucked. We sucked. We were a completely different band. Right. With some of the songs were still the same, but now they're not the same songs.
We're
you know what
like
I mean?
80s pop, like...
No!
They had the hair going on.
I love balloons.
And I ran so far away.
Come on, what's the name of it?
Victims of Inertia. Trust me, you wouldn't have heard of us. We played like 3 times. We were real bad. There's actually a DVD of one of our shows at the New Way, which there still is one copy that Pagan has, and like when I find it, like I'm gonna shit on it and then I'm gonna set it on fire. Sweet. And it's pretty embarrassing. But
we should do that at one of our live shows.
YouTube, here I come.
Honestly, we've talked about it. Like, what if all four of us just, like, at the very end, like, you know how, like, in plays, like, you hold hand and bow? Like, what if we just, like, all held our hands and
squatted
shit our
down,
pants?
Took a shit. Nice.
Wow.
That is a pagan ritual.
Wow, yeah, you guys want to do a show? Because that sounds like something on our level. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I know. I heard all the stuff you guys were talking about.
So what about, what about, like, influences? What kind of stuff do you listen to when you're just a wee lass?
Well, I grew up on very different stuff than what I listen to now. I grew up on kind of like the whole...
Thriller.
Like Depeche Mode, U2 type stuff. And I still like that stuff, but I'm definitely into harder stuff. But I'm not into just like the...
Like Boy George.
Like the... Yeah, a lot of Boy George. He's really like shaped me into the person that I am today.
Wait, that's a he?
He's influenced
amazing.
Everybody.
It has shaped me.
Dude, it's in his name. Boy. Yeah, that's... is there a new...
I'm sorry, I'll
what's
stop
the new album on? Is the new Depeche Mode?
I know their song's called... Wrong. Their single's called Wrong. I know
that's
that
cool.
We have a song called Wrong, too.
There's a video for this new
I heard Depeche. It's pretty sweet.
It's badass. I watched it the other day. It's real badass.
But now I like, you know, I'm into... I just saw Mastodon on Friday.
Mastodon,
love Mastodon.
So,
and the band that opened for them is my new favorite band ever, Kylissa. They have two drummers. They have...
Wow.
Really? Two drummers?
Dude, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, two drummers. They have a female lead singer and guitar player that just, like, rips it. Just amazing.
Nice.
We just opened for Days of the New at Harpo's.
Oh, cool.
And Days of the New and Hailstorm, which is another sweet band with a female lead singer. But, yeah, pretty much my feet stuck to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And
that would be me.
Yeah, man.
Sorry.
A little bit of me.
I think 16, I got... man. My mom told me that I could drive anywhere I wanted to go as long as I wasn't going to Harpo.
Right.
And I am not kidding.
What's so bad
and
about Harpo?
Honestly,
place you went
I,
Harpo.
I heard everybody was just like, even like our drummer was like, dude, I don't know if we should play there. Like, and I mean, it's not in a good part of town. It's not, but.
There's often issues there. Whenever something happens, they focus on that, you know. Oh, someone got shot there.
Right. Well, that's like at, what, it was called Hot Rocks. It was called something else before that. Now it's called The Ritz. Something bad always happens
and
to local bands.
And they try to just
bands.
Change the name, yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh, The Ritz. Hey, Dylan, you remember when I got my ass kicked behind Hot Rocks and then backed over with a van?
Yes.
What?
Oh, Dylan and me, we used to be in a hip-hop group called Cardiac, and, you know, I had too much to drink, so I freaked out and smashed my back window of my car and then attacked somebody. Well, they put me in my place real quick. They were like, no.
And ran you over with a van?
Well, if it wasn't for Dylan, they probably would have killed me. You know, Dylan gave me like 3 seconds, you know, while they picked him up and like physically threw him across the parking lot. But that 3 seconds.
I was not thrown.
My God.
I was elbowed.
He was just tossed.
Elbowed across the parking lot?
He was just tossed. It wasn't that far.
It was bad times. I'll always remember that place now, like, infamously because of that. And then, like, a week later, didn't somebody get shot there, Dylan?
Dude, it's always.
I don't know.
That's the shootings happen often. I was at the Guar show.
Somebody got shot at Guar?
A few months back. No, a dude got hit. Kid that I know, didn't even know he was there, but dude that I know, it turns out he walked in. He wasn't even drunk. He just decided he was going to leave early. And it's kind of, he was blocked by some vans. He went to step out in the street, and an SUV with its lights off was coming. He just didn't see it.
Wow.
Boom! Clips him, breaks his leg, twists his neck. He hits the ground in like a bloody fucking pool. And dude just keeps going. He stopped, looked, kept going.
Dude, I'll tell you, we were actually just talking about it back there. The Double O Pub. Are you guys familiar with it?
Yes.
Double O.
Only heard of it. Never been there.
Okay. Don't ever go there. I mean, go there if if you
want to risk life.
Yeah, pretty much. We played there, and so many things happened. I'll try to just get the highlights for you. But we got stopped mid-set. Like, there's somebody screaming, like, from the back, like, stop, kill the music.
Whoa.
The Popo were there because they were, like, interrogating people because a man literally got beaten to, like, a bloody pulp in the parking lot with a billy club. This dude had a van with, like, pit bulls, and there was, like, a trail of blood from one end of the bar to the other. The bathroom had no ceiling.
Wait, what?
The blood was in the bar?
Oh, the fight started in the bar, and then it, like, migrated out in the back parking lot. And literally, like, this dude, like, there was chunks of face, like, scattered across the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
Okay, just to give you an example, the bar opens at 7 a.m. Happy hour starts. Happy hour is from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's where a bus is this stop. Bar?
Well, it's in
you
Redford.
You said, don't go. Fuck that. I'm going.
It's right by where I used to live.
Oh, you know of this place.
I could have walked there from my old house.
Yeah. I'm walking there today.
I actually have walked there from my old house.
They have a not-so-happy hour.
Right.
Yeah.
It's and I'm time. Talking 7 in the morning.
Yeah, well, that's sad hour.
There from my old house.
That's
or
sad
there's
hour.
A bus stop that goes, I mean, there's a bus stop right in front, so if you just wanted to hop on that, no drinking nice. And driving, you could do that too.
Take the smart bus to your beating.
Bloody chunks of face.
Ouch.
So anything else? Highlights? this is fairly interesting.
Well,
just
face chunks.
Did you continue the song after they broke it up? Or
yeah, we continued the set. During the hiatus of when we were waiting to start playing again, a she-male sauntered up and hit on me.
It's not complete without the she-male.
Wait a minute.
In saunter mode, no less.
Wait a minute, a she-male sauntered up and what?
And asked me if I would perhaps like to get a drink sometime. So that was fun. But there was a pregnant chick that was like wasted playing pool. There was like, just like the whole night was just like, there was like an energy of like something is going to fucking go
down. It looked
down.
Like a bad 80s
movie.
Not going
to be good. Yeah. Oh, and they were serving the beer out of like big Tupperware like cups that I'm pretty sure weren't like, I mean, they weren't getting a washing.
Washed
so you met my baby mama that night.
I think she said she knew you. I knew your name sounded familiar, but I didn't put two and two together.
What, the she-mail?
Why does this bar... Seriously, why does this bar sound like something out of like a bad 80s movie?
Dude,
like
really
Axel
is.
Foley was going to walk
was
in and clean shit up.
Barfly with Mickey Rourke, did you ever see that?
You know,
that's what this is reminding me of.
You have until October 1st of 2009 to get down to Florida and fuck as many animals as you can. Because after that, it's going to be illegal.
It's
and
just
it's
going to
be a
gonna
class
be?
3 felony.
I like that. It's just now going to be illegal to go, you know, have
as
sex
as if they
with.
Were lenient on it before?
Right. Well, I mean, they got to film the porno somewhere.
Well, you know, the guy and his cat, you know, they don't really bother anybody.
Alligator ass to mouth is quite a market.
Oh.
You know? Wow.
But not anymore, apparently.
No.
So is that what happened to Steve Irwin? I'm sorry.
That was Stingray ass to mouth.
Yeah, that was poor guy.
That was fucked up.
That was, man, because that was a good guy.
I found it interesting that, you know, all these pages from the Florida Senate, they had a few little snippets about, you know, certain instances why they think, you know, bestiality should be illegal. And I
why they think?
Yes. You know, they have to give, you know, a reason why they're going to pass this bill. Which they already passed. So This is why they decided that, you know, no more sex with animals.
I like that top one right there in Leon County in 2005. A man was convicted of a misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge for sexually battering his guide dog.
That's not cool.
Like, he was, like, beating it. No, you're going to take it. Take it.
Sexually battering.
Wait. Sexually battering is somewhere in between, like, abuse and assault.
It's like hate fucking.
S&M.
Right.
So, wait, if it's his guide dog, that means he was blind?
Right, yeah. Right. Think about that. Wow. Dog's like, dude, I'm trying to hook you up.
Dog's trying to help him out.
I'm trying to
help
you.
That's
for
really
his,
sad, dude.
It's fucked.
It's like, why are you being a douche? I keep finding on his hot tail. You're just not fucking seeing it.
I wish that dude goes deaf also.
But he'd just rather have the dog's kibbles and bits.
It's like, this is,
Olin, read me the next one.
Better.
This is great.
Which,
move
at the
on.
Top?
Yes.
In April of 2004, a Marion County man pled no contest to animal cruelty after his fiancée caught him sexually battering her one-year-old female dog. The dog was physically injured in the process.
What's with all the sexual battering, first
Wait,
of
what
all?
Is a sex... Like,
that's one thing that they don't define in any of these pages.
I'm just seeing some dude...
Continue. Finish that.
All right.
Fucking finish that.
The sheriff's office reports indicated that the man told deputies that this type of behavior had been a lifelong problem.
Thank you for finishing
so
that.
So he hate fucks his poodle on a daily basis.
He hate fucks dogs.
Ugh,
his
God.
Whole fucking life.
Damn it.
Wow.
I would much rather he just killed the dog and went fucking Michael Myers.
This is even like a more twisted Freddy Krueger.
It's kind of messed up that these things happened in like 2004, 2005, and it's 2009 and they're just now doing something.
Well, I thought you were going to talk about some funny things with like, you know, snakes and guinea pigs, but man, this is kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Well,
like, wow.
Can you imagine how many fucking dogs he's turned into alcoholics at this point?
Yeah. A West Palm Beach man was caught sexually battering a neighbor's dog in January of 2004. The dog was alleged to have been yelping and pain.
God damn it.
Oh, all my right. God. This
Let's
is
just
horrible.
Stop
no,
Let's
this
just
is
stop
bad.
There.
Well,
The next one's kind of funny. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
All right, a family's pregnant goat.
Who impregnated it?
A family's pregnant goat was sex. Hey, Dylan. Dylan.
No. No, the answer is no.
So you would never sexually batter a pregnant goat.
No.
All right.
Not a pregnant
finish
one.
It.
And finish
it. Right. Wait, finish it.
A family's pregnant goat.
You can't get past that far.
A family's pregnant goat was sexually battered and asphyxiated, oh my God, in January of 2008 in a small panhandle town. Although there was a suspect in the case, prosecutors were unable to charge him in the mistreatment and death of the goat because the DNA tests were inconclusive.
Let me just...
So not only is he fucking choking and hate fucking a goat, a pregnant goat.
A pregnant goat.
I'm sorry, not only is he
hate raping... It's got like a litter of goats in it.
Not only is he hate raping a pregnant goat, he's wearing a fucking condom when he does.
Oh, my...
Probably a sheepskin condom. That's exactly. That'll blow your mind.
Twice fucked.
So let me just take this second to say...
oh, no.
Florida is fucked, okay?
Oh, my God.
And not just because of this. There's a lot of cases like... I've known people that move down there and become dumbed down just from its environment.
Look, I went
nobody's fucking from Florida. They're all transient people that go there.
I'll tell you, I got a job in December of 07, and I had a six-week training period in Tampa, Florida. I got fired within the first 2 weeks I was down there. I don't know what happened.
Got nothing to do with Florida and everything to do with you.
It has to do with the drugs, Dylan, not just me.
Thank you, Danny, very much for coming in here.
Yeah,
thanks for having me, you guys. You guys are awesome.
Very much. You guys are awesome as well. And we're going to take you out to Cradle to Fatal by The Pills on The Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
Hey, bring me a rabbit. I want to fuck it.
We'll be right back. took you in.